Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and it's an amazing Thursday. It's still spring, and believe it or not, they're having, I think, the last snowfall up in the Northeast, but that hopefully that's the last one. We're our drought is over here, at least in San Diego County. We got another rain last night, which is great. We have beautiful weather here, by the way, pretty well year-round, which is why all the major things are here, like Disneyland, SeaWorld, the largest outdoor, if you want to call it, zoo, in the Western world. Lots of things to do if you come down here to visit San Diego County. And, of course, the harbor in San Diego is fantastic. You can't believe, as I say, it's not just the Zimmer and delicious destinations. A lot of high-tech companies, nutritional companies, even stem cell companies. I hope to get on the company of Stemetic on the program in the next few months. Another couple of people we have on our agenda is to get on Dr. Steve Jacobson, a hydrogeologist that actually has done the research to prove that the mantle of the earth generates all the water under the oceans, just like the Bible, and in fact that the water generated from nascent oxygen and hydrogen releases and causes all the earthquakes and volcanoes on the earth. So we're going to discover that. We'll get Dr. Jacobson on. The latest announcements, of course, I had my son Maskell on yesterday on the third hour. You should listen to that program. Fantastic program. We have his website up as well. I want to get David Dees back. His art, he sent me a couple more pictures. Again, he's quite a character, David. I get a kick out of him. He's able to crystallize in a picture of art a lot of things that otherwise you'd find hard to believe, but they really are true. What I want to do now today is I'm going to do a little different program. Ryan's not here today, but I'm going to go over all the specific things that we do in different protocols. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to the wellness protocols, and I'm going to run down through just the top couple things and why the science behind functional medicine is going to change all medicine. It's not alternative. I get aggravated when I hear people think that the functional medicine is alternative. No, it's not. This is biochemical, quantum, intermediate metabolism, genetic, and epigenetic medicine. In fact, we can do all the tests to prove it. And if you want to call it your quantum body or your bioharmonic body, it's basically the communication between the cells and DNA. It's a continuous flux. You can actually calculate out the amount of data being calculated by your one cell. The computing capacity of one cell of one body is actually greater than all the computers on the planet. It gives you an idea of just how much data is being continuously flowed in a nonlinear fashion. Now, I want to go over some of the latest issues underneath the specific things on our wellness protocols. Firstly, with ADD, ADHD, we're seeing a dramatic increase in that, and that's because we're getting damage to the blood-brain barrier. It's damaged by Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, and cell phones. It's damaged by mineral deficiencies. It's damaged by upregulation of inflammatory pathways. And the reticular activating cells, are thrown out of balance, which is why we try to stimulate the group of cells that actually wake it up. So things like our mood elevator raises dopaminergic levels because it's a form of acetyl L-tyrosine that's in the formula. We use things to increase cholinergic pathways because cholinergic pathways are depressed, so we have CDP or cytidine choline, uridine uridine monophosphate, and ultrathiamine B1 that increase cholinergic pathways in the hippocampus and the parts of the brain that make the person operate more with their frontal lobes rather than their amygdala. So those formulas are very important. There's also often delayed myelination of different parts of the brain. Children with ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome sometimes even have slightly higher than normal IQ, but they don't function well in society because they have asocial abilities, and those asocial abilities are tied to what's called the sensor band and the ability to stay focused on task. So I have some technologies for training exercises, which I'm going to post in videos here shortly. The nutraceuticals are extremely important. We can do quantitative electroencephalography, blood tests looking at our metabolites of our neurotransmitters. I can look at the specific gene SNPs from 23 and Prometheus for pathway genomics to tell you which nutraceuticals are going to be most helpful. Children that have been vaccinated are at much higher risk of blood-brain barrier damage, and therefore, believe it or not, it's the non-white population that are even more at risk. If they're black or Hispanic, 3 to 5 times higher risk of developing problems. Next area is acne. Acne is a problem where your sebum, your sebaceous glands, are generating inflammatory fat. We want to reduce that, so I like recommending, firstly, applying a Nutritruth Silver to the skin 4 times a day at least, and applying pregnenolone cream, then changing the to non-inflammatory fatty acids and stopping inflammation. So Inflamex, 5 capsules twice a day to stop inflammation, and fatty acids Omega Supreme grow at least 2 twice a day. Looking at adrenal function, okay, the most common thing is that the adrenals are overactive. So we want to use 5-HTP cross, because when you lower adrenal levels, all of a sudden you'll get a dramatic drop in the production of serotonin and melatonin. So adrenal overactivity can actually cause insomnia, agitation, and depression. So the 5-HTP cross, along with Stress2Go, has a number of fantastic formulas, from a special extract of ashwagandha to banaba to many other components, will reduce the stress hormone response. Now, underactive adrenals, which you can determine by using a salivary test, you want to measure salivary hormone levels at 8 data points during the day. And we measure cortisol, DHEA, and pregnenolone. So adrenal hypofunction is very important. And in fact, whenever we treat hypothyroidism, we always treat adrenal support, so and hypothalamic support. So our formula is called mitothyroid. It has hypothalamus, thyroid, and adrenal glandulars. If you're trying to detoxify with something like Agent Orange or toxic chemicals, you want to use our xenoestrogen detox, life support, which has phase 2 detox for glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation pathways. And you want to be taking, of course, our detoxification nutraceuticals as well to stop free radicals. So very important. In terms of heavy metals, we recommend Calormax, 3 capsules twice a day for a larger man and 2 for a smaller man or woman, twice a day, morning and bedtime. The liquid zeolite, which is the only non-acid wash zeolite, 13 drops in water 3 times a day. For heavy metal detox, and you must take the good minerals because it's going to yank some of them out of you as well. So you want to take Minerals Plus at least a capsule twice a day, and either Vitamineral Max or Mix twice a day. The Mix is, of course, 1 scoop, which is fruit flavored. You can put in a drink. If you want to alkalinize your body, you want to use Power C Plus. And by the way, all disease states are electron deficiency states where the tissue is acidotic, hypoxic, and going into anaerobic metabolism. So Power C Plus, very important. I take at least 3 capsules in the morning. Allergies. The first thing in allergies is allergies don't occur alone. They usually occur with a co-pathogen, or let's say in the sinus cavities or the lungs. For example, asthma, that's aggravated by allergies in the air, usually grows rhinovirus subclass 3 viruses in the basket cells in the respiratory bronchioles. And you can often have other viruses like cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr virus growing chronically in the airways in those areas or the sinus cavities and nose. And if there's enough inflammation, you'll not only bioaccumulate toxins, but you'll get a biofilm that'll prevent even antibiotic, regular doctor antibiotics from penetrating, but ours will penetrate. Nutriodine, used by, let's say, an inhalation machine, 5 drops and 5 mils of normal saline for inhalation for the lungs, or the inhalation straight of Nutritruth Silver works really well. And, of course, our Allicin Med is much stronger than Alamed that Peter Jostling makes, 200 milligrams more, less than half the price, fantastic product. We have, of course, Nutrimune 26Y that boosts your immune system, not only with 26 major immunoglobulins, but transfer factors to make your immune system bulletproof to many of the major common medical diseases, infections that affect people, including fungi, bacteria, and viruses, and parasites. ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. This is a disease of the tertiary motor neurons. The primary are in the rolandic fissure of your brain, secondary the tectum or the middle fourth ventricle, and the third in the anterior horn cells. These are free radical diseases. So you want to be taking things to stop free radicals, gamma E plus, to stop nitroproxy radical, hydroproxy radical with the cell detox glutathione, and in nitro and the single oxygen radical with ultrathiamine B1 that has transketolase. Motor neuron disease basically is often tied to heavy metals or a high level of free iron, and there's some degree of it's not so much autoimmunity as a free radical induced damage. We also, to regenerate the brain, we use brain peptides, and soon I'll have my product out, Red Deer Velvet DR for regeneration, transcranial lumen photon therapy frequency 3, and of course stem cell therapies are available, and I can tell you which ones are best. Back in a moment.
This is the
all shoppers, if you want to get well, you can contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, free, F-R-E-E, anytime, by email. If it's really urgent, you can actually do an urgent email. Send it to both of my email addresses, Dr. Bill Deagle, D-R-Bill, D-E-A-G-L-E, M-D, at gmail.com, and Dr. Bill Deagle, D-R-Bill, D-E-A-G-L-E, at hotmail.com, with both the M-D. If you wanted to be a question that pops up on the Friday show that I don't know about, call and go into Nutramedical, go to contact us, and there'll be a ninja form that'll be sent to me with your specific name information and question, and we'll bring it up on the Friday show. Now, I want to continue with going through some of the wellness conditions. Just give you the top kind of highlights. I'm adding new video, new information, and also new information for health providers. So if there's health providers that are signed up to our wellness protocols, and if they need further information, I train doctors free. The only thing I do is I charge them the time to actually review charts if they want me to actually help them, like an apprenticeship with a specific case at $150 per half hour. So the training is free. So next is Alzheimer's dementia. Now, firstly, we often call it Alzheimer's, but really, to be honest with you, you should just call it dementia. Alzheimer's, you won't know until you actually do a brain biopsy. Nobody's going to offer that. So firstly, the most common cause of dementia isn't neurodegeneration that's spontaneously on its own, which, by the way, never happens. There's always a viral infection to break down the blood-brain barrier. Dementia is most commonly vascular, which means one or another arteries is blocked. Usually there's three things going on. The first thing, there's hypoxia in the area of the blood area. There's a decrease in circulation from plaque that actually blocks an artery. Or there is a areas of, let's say, high blood pressure, so you get lacunar infarcts where the actually blood leaks from the blood vessel wall into the local tissues and causes iron deposition and inflammation. So there are ways of doing tests to find out what the cause is. The other cause is very common, is what's called patchy dysmyelination, where you lose a myelin sheath between different parts of the brain. You can actually check it out first before you do any invasive tests using what's called a quantitative electroencephalogram and using organic acids to look at brain metabolites. It's a QEG test, and I refer to a science doctorate or a PhD psychologist because they're the ones who will do the quantitative electroencephalogram. Lexicor, which I trained under in Boulder, actually is a top system in the world used by also our secret agencies, CIA, NSA, and Space Command, etc. The Lexicor system uses a number of little gel electrodes on the scalp. We'll look for the voltages across the brain, the coherence pattern. In other words, if the phase, same phase and frequency are in different parts of the cortex, you can form a neural network and learn. So we use things to remyelinate the brain, neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid. We support the cholinergic pathways. That includes, as you mentioned earlier, for ADD, ADHD, uridine monophosphate, CDP choline, and ultrathiamine B1. We use Cognition Plus and Brain Power. The Cognition Plus will restore the neurotransmitters and reduce the oxidative stress. The Brain Power is vinpocetine that blocks the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that can cause blood-brain barrier problems and neuro and inflammation in the brain. And we use things to stop free radical, nitroperoxy with gamma E+, hydroperoxy with cell detox glutathione, and ultrasimon B1, and also cell defense plus, which is our special blood-brain barrier crossing curcumin. When you want to increase the oxygen to the brain, I strongly recommend that we give you peptides for your brain regeneration, whether it's pineal gland or the brain itself, and we have those available. Our Mountain Red Velvet DR is the first in the world product that actually supplies the building blocks to rebuild any tissue. That'll be available in 2 to 4 weeks. I recommend strongly use hyperbaric oxygen therapy with ozone and get at least half hour to an hour every day, or even sleep in the chamber overnight sometimes if it's really severe disease. You can get a horizontal grand dive or a vertical grand dive or a dive. These are all large chambers, larger than any of the competitors, a lot lower price, and it's a complete write-off in taxes. I would also recommend transcranial therapy with Lumen Photon in Light Technologies, and I'm working with Dr. Greg Hipskind to develop a way of putting my EGFT frequencies through the light pads. Right now, the best way to deliver the EGFT frequencies is SonicCare Sonic Life Machine. It's amazing. You can actually hear the song of DNA talking to your genes to open up your gene complexes, because it's when the biophoton light flux goes out in your cells that the genes are silenced and disease states occur or aging. So we now know the cause of aging is the biophoton flux shuts down genes by shutting down the ion channels that let minerals get in and amino acids to turn on the gene complexes. Next is anemia. If you just have straight anemia, we have to look for a cause. There is a test now, a colon test, which is much better than the colonoscopy. That's a genetic test you can do even at home in stool, and it'll determine if you've got colon cancer. I recommend the next step, if your test is positive, to do an ultrasound of the abdomen and a CT scan or MRI scan to look to see if there's a location. Most cancers, if they are in the bowel, are polypoid, and they're in the descending colon, which are easy to snare. And if your test, you had to have a test done to see if the cancer is localized or it's spread. The RGCC test, which is a cancer test, will determine which chemo agents will work, and then we use insulin potentiation to make the chemo agents go selectively into the cancer cell and not your normal tissue. We have a number of cancer nutraceuticals, including MalignaBlock, Elagic Acid, Inflamax, high-dose vitamin D, high-dose Power C+, 60 to 90 grams a day, which is a lot, but it's easy to tolerate because it's a special salt of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate. And for every 3 power C, 1 full vitamin K2, which helps to fight the cancer. When you use the nutraceuticals to boost your immune system, like NutraImmune, which I designed to boost your natural killer cell, and most cancers have fungi and viruses growing in them, so they actually are seats of not only accumulation of biotoxins and heavy metals, but also pathogens. So you have to kill those off in order to help the DNA repair with the elagic acid and MalignaBlock. And cells that are beyond repair, it'll stimulate apoptosis or programmed cell death. So, very effective, and believe it or not, oxygen is one of the best cancer-killing agents. That's why hyperbaric oxygen is very important. So you should be getting at least 1 to 2 hours a day of hyperbaric oxygen with ozone. The next area is ankle instability and joint arthritis. If you get joint arthritis, the first thing we recommend is 2 capsules twice a day of Joint Performance and Tendon Mender. Our Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be coming in a few weeks, helps a lot. Inflamax anti-inflammatory, 5 to 6 capsules twice a day. If you're a really big person, 6, but usually 5 twice a day. And the combination of that, the joint performance will rebuild the cartilage, and the hydroviscous layer in the tendon mender will stop the tenosynovitis of the tendons around the joints. So if it's ankle instability, you probably need a functional ankle brace that actually has some mobility in it until the ligaments are strengthened. You can use Lumen Photon on frequency number NICA, which is a combination of frequencies. The newer devices, by the way, at Lumen Infolight, runs through the whole frequency range. I will be working with Dr. Hipskind to get the new frequencies for EGFT for tissue regeneration, and very importantly, Collagen Max and Minerals Plus. The Collagen Max, Mineral Plus, as well as Vitamin Mineral Max, are important for the minerals to regenerate connective tissue, especially you may need extra copper, which is the copper Regenimax. If there's not proper ratio of copper to zinc, you don't get regeneration of solid organs and collagen. Next is anosmia, which is loss of sense of smell. The first common cause is sinusitis and sinorrhinitis. If you do a sinus x-ray or you have your ENT put a scope in there, they can see the sinus cavities. Or if you look at the plain films, you can see a fluid level. Usually the cilia are sheared off. There may be parasitic worms in there, viruses, bacteria, and fungi like aspergillosis, balls inside the nasal cavity. Anosmia responds if we use a Sinupulse Elite 200 mils per side with Neutrodyne and Sinuware powder. And, of course, the Nutru Silver sprays four times a day. Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And we're going to continue with our wellness protocols. I think it'll be helpful for people to kind of just get some highlights here. Asthma actually is interesting because it's actually a chronic infection of the basket cells and the respiratory bronchioles. And the most common pathogen actually is rhinovirus subclass 3 and other pathogens, including fungi that can grow in the airways. So what I usually recommend to start with is with a child or adult is to actually do inhalation therapy with NutriSilver. Also, open up a capsule of cell detox glutathione, grind it with a mortar and pestle, and mix it with normal saline and do inhalation with an Omron or Sinupulse Elite. And that'll make a huge difference. What it does is it reduces the hydroperoxy radical in the airways. That hydroperoxy radical is directly responsible for the inflammation in airway spasm and leukotriene B4 and D4 that actually cause the inflammation, the angioedema, and the spasm of the airways. Next is, I'm just trying to pick out things that are common, autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases basically are always tied to a leaky gut syndrome, small intestinal bowel overgrowth. So we have to repair that. Most commonly, there's maldigestion and there's hypochlorhydria, low hydrochloric acid. So you want Digestes and Gastrozyme. Digestes, one capsule before meals. Gastrozyme, two capsules before meals, about 10 to 15 minutes, 10 minutes before eating. And the next is GastroHeal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and repair the gut with berberstatin, living probiotic, ultra at least every third day, and living probiotic once, twice a day. And the autoimmune disease will start to settle down when you rebalance the immune system, too, with things like Nutrimmune 26Y. It kills off the pathogens along with our antipathogenics, Nutriodine. Usually we're talking about knocking it out hard for, say, 3 to 5 days, 15 drops, 3 times a day, you can drop it down to, say, half of that dosage, 5 drops, 3 times a day in water, or 7 drops. And then you want to take NutriSilver, 1 spray per 20 pounds body weight, 3 times a day, and Allicin Med, 1 capsule, 3 times a day. Usually within a few weeks, you'll knock it down, and you can go to half that dosage again as a maintenance. And with time, the autoimmune condition will often settle down, especially if you're getting rid of the pathogens and you realkalinize the body with high-dose power C. Usually recommend at least 6 capsules 3 times a day to alkalinize the body. Lower back and upper back pain with bulging discs. Now, the cause of pain is interesting. There's only 4 structures in the spine that can produce pain. 3/4 of the nerves are to the apophyseal or the paraspinal joints. The other 1/4 are split between the ligamentum flavum, which is a yellow ligament in front of the spinal cord, the posterior annulus, the back of the disc, and the dural nerve sleeve for the nerves as it exits the neural foramen. A lot of people are told, because based on the MRI scan, they need surgery, when in fact they should have a digital thermogram and an axon E-delta and C-fiber nerve mapping. The nerve mapping is most accurate and it follows the thermogram. I belong to the American Association of Sensory Medicine and the American Sensory Medicine Association, Thermology Association. And you have to understand, if you don't map out the pain, looking at structures even on MRI or plain x-ray doesn't tell you that that's the pain generator. Because a lot of people, on the basis of x-ray on MRI scan alone, 42% of males qualify for spine surgery and they don't need it. Because they don't map out that there actually is encroachment on the nerve fiber or that's the pain generator. You can do basically C-arm-directed treatment of the specific facet joints. The best treatment I've seen is Dr. Chris Centeno that uses a C-arm to inject stem cells or platelet-rich plasma. His clinic is now in Grand Cayman because the FDA harassed him out of Broomfield, Colorado, to set his clinic up. Because when you multiply stem cells from your own bone marrow more than 24 hours, they consider it a drug. Now, we have other stem cells available. The most powerful ones are at Stematica's clinic, Santa Clarita, outside the border, Tijuana, Mexico. The other stem cells are inferior to that, which includes stem cells from your own fat tissue that's separated by flow cytometry, umbilical cord stem cells, or stem cells that are, from other sources, okay? So there's a lot of scamtastic clinics. You don't want to go there. You want to know where to go. I'll recommend the type of treatment. At the Centeno Clinic, they actually take your bone marrow and multiply it in a laboratory for several weeks, which is another good way to amplify the stem cells. But the highest concentration grown in a hypoxic environment are these Stematica stem cells. You just go down to their clinic in Tijuana. They'll take you by limo to their facility in Santa Clarita and just get an intravenous. Boom, your stem cells are done. And we give you specific epigenetic frequency treatments over the target tissue, and it'll migrate in and actually heal. But you need the building blocks. Remember, stem cells are just architects and engineers. Now, they're not the building blocks. You need to have Red Deer Velvet DR, and there are other nutraceuticals if you're going to rebuild the tissue. Plus, you have to clean the body of toxins, heavy metals, stealth pathogens, acidosis, and hypoxia. Otherwise, the stem cells won't take. Just like seeds, they had to be like a good Iowa farm boy or girl. Planting the seeds, you got to prepare the soil. Bad breath, believe it or not, bad breath is due to small bowel overgrowth and periodontal disease. I recommend a hydrofloss, which will change the charge of the plaque in your teeth. And you can put in the hydrofloss machine either Neutrodyne or NutriSilver. It'll reverse the plaque and pull it off your teeth. Brush your teeth with a Sonicare toothbrush. And they have a little chamber that actually will take ultraviolet light to sterilize it. If you get the good one, the Sonicare Plus, this is really neat. And of course, the next thing in bad teeth is to use the Neutrodyne and with a hydrofloss machine in there. Usually, 10 to 15 drops in a large chamber, and you do it four times a day, and that'll clear the deep pathogens. And you can also put ozonated water. If you get one of our ozone machines, the water you put in the hydrofloss, you can ozonate first, and then you put the water in the machine, and it'll get ozone deep into the tissues to kill off the pathogens around the gums. Bell's palsy, and there's various variants of the Bell's palsy. If you have Bell's palsy with tinnitus, it's called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It's very serious. It indicates you've damaged not only the facial nerve, but also the middle ear nerve that causes tinnitus. It's an antiviral protocol. Again, three antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. NutriImmune 26Y, and NutriDefense. And then you want to remyelinate the nerve fiber tract with Neurogen and turn off the free radicals, Gamma A+, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Ultrathione B1. You have to be very aggressive with all of these nutraceuticals in order to get rid of it and make sure there's no residual dysmyelination or chronic pain syndrome. Bipolar depression. Remember, bipolar depression is related to abnormal cycling between glutamine and gamma and what's called the GABA. Firstly, there's often deficiencies in minerals like molybdenum, which is why Minerals and Plus is so important. We're soon coming out with a targeted single minerals that are in a liposomal enzymatic envelope that'll be coming out in the next week or so. And I'll have those posted up. Ideally, you want to know what that test is based on either a quantum test, such as a metapathia scan or a QRMA. Confirmed by blood tests, which we can do whole blood analysis, not just a serum analysis, to look at your minerals. And there's various labs, Meridian Valley Labs and other labs like Dr. Shade's lab can determine the quantum levels of your minerals in your cells, because if your molybdenum is low, you're not going to make GABA. So very often people that don't have GABA, they become manic. So we can help correct that. We have to correct the minerals. This is where the EGFT comes in. We can open up the ion channels for the minerals to activate the genes to make the enzymes to make GABA as well. So depression, we use treat with 5-HTP cross, which creates serotonin and melatonin in the brain. And you need the cofactor minerals, which is in Minerals Plus, in order to convert them at least twice a day. Bladder spasticity, bladder up. We have the soft gels of bladder, and we also have Swedish flower pollen. The Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets four times a day. And then we often have, if it's males, we will have the prostate flow, 1 to 2 soft gels in the morning. Borderline personality disorder. Again, remember, borderline personality disorder is people that have had abnormal overactivity of the amygdala and the reptilian parts of their brain. we can actually see the cortical abnormalities in a QEG and rebalance their chemistry to actually change their underlying biochemical basis for their personality disorder. When we come back, your questions are welcome. You can call into the show, 877-317-6432. I'm going to answer some questions from recent emails as well. Back in just a moment. And I get lots of emails. I'm going to give some of the this segment some of the email answers, quick answers. I got a question from someone that's still asking questions about C60, which is carbon 60. It's carbon 60 buckyballs, first popularized in Siberia by one of the former czars of Russia over 100 years ago. C60 is not the universal detoxifier. Okay, it's going to grab free radical singlet oxygen radicals to some extent. But primarily free electrons or beta particles. It's not going to grab heavy metal toxins, chemicals, etc., and pull them out of the body. So when people think that C60 is a universal antitoxin, they're just wrong. It has some detoxifying properties, but just in one little area. It doesn't have a super high ORAC, etc. Next is I do get questions from all over the world. This question was from Charles in Australia. But two of his friends. One has pancreatic cancer. I dealt with cancer. You need three things. You need insulin potentiated chemo after doing the RGCC test to determine what the cancer cells respond to. You need our nutraceuticals, which include ellagic acid, malignant block, and Flamix, high-dose power C, and full vitamin K2. And you need to boost your immune system and kill off the pathogens with our triple threat, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, and Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense. Cancer also responds to the use of GCMAF, and I can obtain that for you, which is a macrophage activation factor to activate fighting against the cancer. I strongly recommend that you get mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Oxygen is a major anti-cancer therapy. And dendritic vaccine, the best place for that is at the Isles Clinic in Tijuana. So that gives you kind of a encapsulation. For anti-aging, we have a whole range of anti-aging nutraceuticals if you have a wellness protocol, but I'm just going to give you the top ones. Anti-Age Max is number one to relax your telomeres. Age Less, which has also the malignant block in it. You want the things to stop free radicals, including you want to take the cell detox glutathione, gamma A+, ultrathiamine B1, and you want to take Nutri-Trel, a long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and carnosine D-link to get rid of free radical single oxygen and cross-links proteins, fatty acids, and cholesterol. For weight loss, the most important thing is to realize everybody that's overweight is hypothyroid and hyperinsulinemic, hypercortisolemic, and hyperglucagonemic. So you have to lower those. So you want to get on glycemics, replacing two meals a day. The other thing that I like to do is recommend people take diabetoline with your two largest meals of the day, two capsules twice a day, and to take berberstatin, two capsules twice a day, a leptin metabolic that lowers leptin and insulin resistance, and the minerals and minerals plus and vitamin mineral max will lower your resistance by increasing vanadium and chromium levels in the body. In terms of metabolism, everybody's hypothyroid. You need mitothyroid, two capsules in the morning. If you measure core temperature morning, midday, every 3 hours, and it's still low in the mid-afternoon, you need to take an extra two capsules of mitothyroid. I recommend the thyroid peptides, the pancreatic peptides, and the pineal peptides that we use as well that will stimulate regeneration of those tissues. They're all out of balance. The best exercise machine to raise metabolic rate is the Sonic Life. With resistance bands, you put an athletic bar in the ceiling, bolt it in, and use resistance bands and small hand weights because during a part of the cycle, you're equivalent to 3.5 Gs or a force without the danger of injuring tissues or ligaments. So that's the formula there. You're going to raise metabolic rate if you do 10 to 20 minutes of Sonic Life exercise, along with lowering insulin, stay in a low glycemic index diet with no carbohydrate type foods higher than a 50 glycemic index. And I would recommend cutting out at least two meals a day and taking glycemics. The other thing that I tend to like are these Extend bars that are good that you can obtain too, but I like the glycemic meal. You can mix it up in the fridge and have a glass of it as a replacement for a meal. But the best thing to do, by the way, when you're recommending protocols for someone else, give me their name, give me their email, give me that information. Don't just say, send a protocol to me and I'll send it to my friend. Because if I don't have a direct one-on-one contact, it usually is a waste of my time because I don't know who they are. I don't know if they follow the protocol. I don't know how to follow up and recommend testing or a specialty clinic. So please send the other information as well, their name, location, email address, phone number, etc. Let's see. Next one is they talked about some kind of a transdermal tetanus vaccine. First, you got to make sure your tetanus vaccine is they talked about a patch. I don't think that's a good alternative. I think the tetanus vaccine, if it's not altered, is fine. There are only two vaccines that I like are tetanus and the pneumonia vaccine. The rest of them are garbage and they're dangerous, like the Gardasil is now proven to cause death. Let's see. Okay, oops, looks like I got that one twice, that questionnaire. There are two friends. Okay, there we are. Uranium. I have a gentleman who's doing testing. He's up in Nova Scotia. I'll be sending him a test kit to actually get the whole blood uranium analysis. Once he has that done, we'll have him do a further consultation if he wants a medical legal report that he can submit if he's filing a suit against the company that gave him the bentonite clay that poisoned him with uranium, which, by the way, he independently tested. I had a request from somebody that said they couldn't log into their account. Basically, we don't have your accounts. If you haven't had a new account set up, you need to just set up a new account with your email address. I can't obtain it, but it's a fancy process to obtain your password. We don't have your password. So you need to set up an account, put your password in. Then you can go to the doctor consults. There's a PDF form there, 11-page history form. This particular individual, I think, purchased a consult, but they're having some tech trouble, so I'll be contacting them on the weekend to help them on that. I had a question from someone in Taiwan. They wanted to know if we could ship CBD oil to Taiwan. It's hemp oil. It's not marijuana. There's no hallucinogens. It's excellent for stress. I recommend the other stress hormones that you should take with it are 5-HTV cross and stress to go. That will maintain the anti-stress hormone levels and your serotonin and melatonin levels so you don't get disturbed sleep. CBD oil is great. You can actually sign up and it's a multi-level. You can actually promote it as a business as well. We have a ton of people signing under us, so if you sign up, you're going to get signups onto you just by going through us. So that's going to be a great business, just like in the next hour we're going to talk about Carrot Bars, a goal-based business, which is a business you can get involved with. If you recommend to other people within 12 weeks by spending a half hour to an hour, 4 days or 5 days a week, you're going to have free gold after 12 weeks. Osteoporosis. This is another interesting situation here. One thing happened recently is some people are emailing, they're getting an email back from a thing called Boxbee, and I'm not sure. I think someone sent me an email with some Boxbee, and once they get my email, they basically kind of try to, I think it's something that kind of like it's a hacking thing that hacks into your email that says, hey, you have to go through Boxbee. All Boxbee is a way of actually making sure you don't get bad emails, but I think it's like it's a very aggressive type thing. So this particular individual had T7 vertebrae fracture after lifting a log in her yard. Okay, first off, I recommend a DEXA scan at least once a year. You can do it every 6 months, but that's all. The DEXA bone scan. You should do a test for your deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene at Genova Labs, which if you can purchase one consult unit, I'll send you the test kit. Then once you get the test kit and you do the urine test, we'll give you nutraceuticals. The main ones are bone generator, 6 capsules, usually 40 minutes after, 35 to 40 minutes after your two largest meals, 6 twice a day. Micell D3, Myco D2, Collagen Max, and the new Red Deer Velvet is going to help tremendously at regenerating bone. You want to get an exercise machine, a Sonic Life, which is a non-traumatic, compresses the piezoelectric crystals, and you want to apply the Lumen Photon on the NECA setting over the areas of bone weakness, whether it's the surgical neck of the hip or thoracic spine. So obviously this person has quite significant osteoporotic degeneration. It's a really catastrophic situation that the typical drugs that they give, like bisphosphonates, are not effective at all. Let's see. I had someone making a comment about the wall. Okay, no, that's not going to help. question. Yeah, the body replaces cells every 7 years. That's correct. Most cells, some are actually less than that. The gut cells are replaced every 4 days. When you lose your teeth, why don't they regrow in 7 years? Well, the tooth buds, they actually are doing research on how to grow teeth using stem cell therapy, and there's various clinics doing that already in Europe. So we'll keep you tuned up to it, but there are stem cell clinics working and growing tooth buds in a lab and then implanting them after they take the cells out to regrow your teeth. So that's research is happening right now as you speak in Europe and elsewhere. You need to have the building blocks. So our building blocks are Nutrimeds and our new Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be coming out shortly, combined with our special minerals and vitamins and other support. You need those along with the epigenetic frequency therapy to turn on the genes for the stem cells to work. Stem cells are architects and engineers. If there's no laborers and materials, nothing happens. Hope those questions and answers were helpful. If you have more, just email me, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. If you want the question to go through to Michelle so it surprises me on Friday, send it to the contact us through NutriMedical.com. Back in a moment with Jim.
Warning, if you're
an hour pill, a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.